Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, let me tempt you with this thought of today's show on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Medicare grace period versus deadline. And I don't know if you've ever thought about the word grace period, but, you know, a lot of people in the Christian community would say we live in the age of grace, where right now you can still accept Christ and live in eternity in heaven. So we're kind of in this age of grace, but there is certainly a deadline. You know, I don't mean to make light of that, because certainly that would be the last thing I would want anybody to have to experience, is to not make the deadline for the period of grace that we currently live under. But if you don't accept Christ prior to either your death or to his return, you know, that's an eternity without love, an eternity without God, and unthinkable things. All the things that you really enjoy in life are not going to be there for eternity. However, similarly, right, Hans, with the idea of Medicare, I found out recently, just by an article from the New York Times, that there is a grace period when it comes to signing up for Medicare. And boy, their deadline is costly if you don't make that. And it really, I had no concept of what would happen if you didn't act during the period of time that you can have open enrollment.
Well, you know, Robbie, I've been calling on people turning 65 since July of 1976. I mean, we've been and going on Medicare. I mean, the people I first called on during my first month, they were born in October 1911, okay? Mm. That was their birth year, and then I was calling them up on the phone, you know, I understand you're turning 65 and going on Medicare. Are you excited about that? Okay. And I've been doing it ever since. And for the first 20 years or so I worked in the business, the Medicare business was pretty simple. I mean, it was just Part A, which was your hospital, Part B, which was your doctor and outpatient, and then you would buy a supplement to pay all the gaps, and that's what I would sell you. And in the process of that, I'd explain all this Medicare stuff to you, and made a pretty good living doing that until they turned around and they came out with Medicare Advantage plans. They came out with Medicare Part C. Medicare Part D came out in 2005. You've had people of recent working past 65. You used to never have people. People would sign up for Medicare as soon as they could get it. And just everybody would. And the government would just mail you a card. You just get it. And you really didn't have to read it. But now you got people still working in their 70s. And you have people working and covered under group insurance. So it's a much more complicated world. And as we meet new customers, we meet a lot of people right in that they're born right now in 1954, pretty much from March through September. We used to give those people a call. We don't do that anymore. And then we mailed them letters and cards to have them respond. Now we put a video. I put a video on Facebook, and I send those all over the United States, explaining some of these basic things to people, even warning them about the penalties. That's how we meet people. And so what we give them, instead of a Medicare sales pitch or a Medicare supplement sales pitch, we give them an education or a lesson in Medicare. And we do that. And when we finish with that, a lot of people end up buying their Medicare insurance from us. But before we're going to do any of that, we've got to really educate these folks on Medicare. And I think when you talk about this article, I was the one that sent you the New York Times article. It was just in this weekend's edition. and it really profiled several people that were late enrollments in Part B and Part D in the penalties they're now paying for.
Yeah, it was downright unbelievable. I had no, you know, I've been doing the show for a while, and I thought I had a little understanding, and I read this article. This poor guy, he was continuing to work at age 65, so he thought, you know, he'd probably, you know, got a little bit of information. He had this one piece of thing that if I am still working at age 65 and I'm on a group plan, I don't have to sign up for open enrollment because I'm still on insurance, and he thought he understood that. But what unfortunately happened to him a month before he turned 65 was he lost his job, and he thought, oh, no problem, I'll go on COBRA, and I still have a group health plan. But COBRA isn't the same as a group health plan, and the next thing he knows is he loses, you know, his COBRA, and now he can't get, I mean, worse than the penalties that he's going to pay now for the rest of his life, which seems totally unfair, by the way, but he's got to pay a penalty for the rest of his life. It took him over a year to get Medicare because he missed the open enrollment period.
Oh, yeah, it's very penal. You got to remember, they agree to these things before they put them in force. And I'm not so sure how long the penalties have been around, but it's been quite a while. But so they negotiate all that, and then nobody ever looks at it again. I mean, and so that's what happens to people. And I warn people about it in my video. I mean, it's just, and frankly, if you sign up for Medicare right at your 65th birthday, and you sign up for a Part D plan, or you get a free Part D plan is included as part of your Part C plan, well, then you don't need to worry about these penalties. So if you've got proper Medicare coverage from the beginning. But there's many people that doesn't apply to. I mean, we don't give them that advice. There's a lot of people, we advise them, no, you need to wait until such and such to sign up for B and to sign up for D. But we only do that when we understand all the facts and make a recommendation. What scares me are the people that just read about this, talk to some friends, talk to some people in the same situation, and they just act like those people in the article. They end up without coverage for a period of time, which can be serious, and then they end up paying big penalties for life.
Right. I think in the article, that man was paying an additional, for his just Part B, $139 a month, and it was going up almost every year. Not only was it $139 to begin with a month, but then he was going to pay another, you know, increase in those penalties, and it never stops.
That's correct. Yeah. Then you get over to the Part D, and Part D works the same way. Is if you didn't sign up when Medicare said you were supposed to sign up, or so you went without drug coverage, then the length of time that you went without it accumulates a penalty, and then when the penalty is finally enforced, it lasts for life.
Wow. You know, these are the things that we talk about all the time here on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Of course, the things we're talking about today are in the Medicare worry at the 7 Worries tab at cardinalguide.com, where you can get a PDF of the Medicare and the supplement insurance chapter of Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. Or they can just email you, Hans, and get the book for free.
Yeah, you go on to cardinalguide.com, indicate that you listen to the show, give us your address, we'll send the book out to you for nothing.
Yeah, because this stuff, you know, it seems really, really complicated, but actually it is learnable because I'm not the smartest guy in the room, I assure you. And over a period of time, I've even had a little bit of a grip on what Part A, Part B, Part B, Part C, and Part D is. And I even when I read this, I could see what exactly had happened, that, you know, if you're working when you're at age 65, you don't necessarily have to sign up if you're in a group. But the two tricks are, number one, you got to be in the right kind of group.
Right.
And you got to know what that is, which, again, is, you'll find in the book. But also, you know, this is one of the reasons I just personally would rather talk to you, Hans, and say, here's my deal. What do I do?
Well, and the sad part about this is, like, the guy that went on COBRA at 65, if he'd have known what it would have cost him to just say, okay, so I lost my job, lost my group, I'm going to sign up for part A, sign up for part B, I'm going to sign up for part D and pay a premium, and I'm going to buy a supplement. If he put all that together, his out-of-pocket cost, my guess is, would have been way less than the Cobra anyhow. And then secondly, he would have had better coverage. Because Medicare with a supplement is wonderful coverage.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, you've got other stories of people that, I guess, and it would have been me, by the way, who slept through the open enrollment, the grace period, the open enrollment period that, you know, or maybe you would be a good, this would be a good place to explain that open enrollment period.
Yeah, so you're eligible for Medicare on the first of the month of your 65th birthday. So, you know, in other words, if you were born in February of 1954, you were eligible for Medicare February 1st. It's just that simple. Now, if you were deemed disabled by the Social Security Administration, there's a bunch of rules that you could have gotten on it early, but that's about 8% of the people. So if there, you folks, if you want to call me for an explanation, but for the rest of the folks coming up, you're first eligible on that date, okay? And it generally, after the break here, we're going to get into what you ought to do about that and with some situations. I'm going to give some general advice, but I really don't want anybody acting on my advice unless they call me, because it's just that. It's general advice, and we're going to discover something about them they get in touch with us that we missed.
It's like the poor guy knows a little bit of karate and goes out there to get in a fight. It's not going to end well. Well, when we come back, we got stories. We got that grace, that period ends 6 months, am I right, after your...
Depends on what it's for.
Okay.
So I'll give you that.
Oh, we got way more coming. See, it shows how much I know. We'll be right back with Certified Financial Planner, Han Shah.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
We're back with today's show on Finishing Well, Grace Period versus Deadline. And we've been talking about the Medicare grace period and kind of some issues along those things that really I just was not aware of until I read this article in the New York Times. But when we left our hero Hans, he was going to tell us about how long is this grace period.
Okay, so for Part A, which you don't have to pay for, so you're going to want to sign up for that when you're 65. Even if you have group insurance, there's no out-of-pocket for that. It only covers your hospital and skilled nursing, but might as well sign up for it, okay? It's 3 months before the month of your birthday, the month of your birthday, and 3 months after.
Wow.
Okay, that's the open enrollment for Part A.
Right.
Okay. Part B, same thing. 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of, and 3 months after. Now you say, well, why do you go over those different? You do have to pay for Part B. So this is the one where people will choose to defer if they have other, and I'm not sure if the government invented this word or not, but it's called creditable coverage. So if you have other creditable coverage, which namely would be group insurance, providing your group is over 25 people, then you would have the option of delaying you're signing up for part or delaying your enrollment period. Okay. So if you delayed it and you retired at like 68, then whatever your retirement date is, then you'd have 3 months before that retirement date, the month you retired, and 3 months after that date to sign up for A and B. Okay. And the same goes for D. So the periods are the same. Now, where you get a little confused with 6 months, there's another open enrollment period, but it's not with Medicare. It's with the insurance companies for the Medicare supplemental insurance coverage.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which is what we sell. You know, that's the plan Fs, the plan Gs, the plan, you know, another show. So if we start getting into them, we're going to be here for the week.
But one thing with about the creditable, I don't know how to say that word like you did, even though I'm in radio, but the creditable insurance is that one of the ways that you can get hung, according to this article, is if you're in a group that's less than 20 people, that your insurance company could come back after you've missed that 3 month, you know, after your birthday, and say, oh, well, you would have been eligible for Medicare. We're dropping you. And, oh, by the way, you're dropped, and now you missed the enrollment period too.
It's actually Medicare doing that. It's not your insurance company.
No, they said the insurance company could drop you because they said you qualified for Medicare, so we won't cover you anymore. And so then now you've been dropped by your insurance company. You go back and say, well, okay, well, I'll get Medicare. Well, now you missed the open enrollment. You know, and here you go.
So you're going to, the downside of this is you're going to end up without coverage.
Right.
Okay. So the creditable coverage applies to whether you're going to have to pay penalties or not. And, you know, it's been my experience that the government doesn't really have a very good enforcement procedure for what's creditable and what's not. I mean, they basically take the people's word for it when they're applying. So that is one way to wiggle around these coverage. Coverage is to say to the government or to be able to show that you had insurance and that it was creditable. So, and where this really applies is on the Part D plans, because a lot of people, when they're signing up for Medicare, they get down to the Part D, maybe they're in great health, they don't take any drugs, or they take one drug and it's a generic, and they can get it cheaper at Walmart than they could the Part D plan, and they just say, I don't want it. Well, we always warn them about these penalties, because if you go along and all of a sudden you're 75 years old, and now you have this, you know, as my buddy used to say, you become bad sick. Okay. He was bad sick. And then you have a whole bunch of drugs and you want to get on it. First of all, you're going to have a delay of getting on it. And then you're going to have to pay a penalty for those 10 years that you didn't have Part D coverage because you didn't think you needed it, because you didn't need it because you were in good health. So, you know, what do you do about all this? I mean, it just...
Yeah, because there's some people that are saying, oh, man, I already fell between the cracks. What's my next step?
You know, what I would say is give me a call or go on cardinalguide.com and just send me a message and tell me that you're in a world of hurt with your Part B and your Part D and the penalties and the enrollment periods, and we'll see what we can do to help you out of it. I mean, I got a couple stories of these come to us at least one a month. In this last month, I've had two where people just sleep right through the open enrollment period for years. I mean, you know, the first one I was telling you is a doctor up in Pennsylvania, and his spouse, she's been the nurse and the person that assists him, and they run a real specialized practice, and he called me because he was referred to me by his accountant, and his accountant told him, call this guy up, he'll help you out. He was paying $4,500 a month for Obamacare, just for the two of them. And what I discovered is she was already 66. So I said, well, what about Medicare for her? I didn't know she was eligible. And they had never signed up for Medicare, Social Security, Part A, Part B, and long story short, I helped him wiggle through it, and we used the Obamacare as the creditable coverage, and I think to this date got him out of the penalties, got him enrolled up, got him in a supplement, and then he's still paying half that because he's only 61 or 62, so he's got three more years of paying very high Obamacare. I can't do much about that, but at least we've cut it in half, and it would have been much worse if this had gone on for another year or two with her. The second couple, this guy is 73. The lady is 69, turning 70. And she really originally came to me for long-term care advice about her mother and stepfather. And then we passively talked about long-term care for them, but she's really in a crisis with the parents. And it took us 6 months to really get into their insurance. And come to find out, she's been on Medicare for just 6 months. He's been on Medicare for about a year and a half. I think they got out of the penalties on the Part A and the Part B because they had group insurance. So, but they had never bought a supplement, and they let the group insurance lapse. So they're out of the creditable coverage, and they weren't in an open enrollment period, and now they wanted the coverage because they've got some sickness going on. And so we were able to figure all that out. They're going to have to pay some penalties, but at least we were able to open a special enrollment period for them. So it's really hard to go into too much detail on these. And what would scare me is you would hear what I did, and then you'd think that same thing is going to work for you, and then you would rely on that. This is really highly specialized of just going through all the Medicare rules. We study them a lot, and we really study them now through just all the work.
And I'll tell you, for somebody that's, you know, in their 50s or 60s like me, because I had no personal experience with Medicare because, you know, I'm 63. So I decided that, you know, since I was finding out of all about Part A and Part B and all that stuff, that I would, you know, get with Hans with my dad's stuff and come to understand. And this was months before he got bad sick. You know, and so, you know, I had, when he got bad sick, I know that he has Plan F, and I have a good understanding of what that is. But I also knew that my mother-in-law, who also, you know, is part of our caregiving plan right now, you know, she had Medicare Advantage, and as she saw some of the advantages my dad was getting and with his Plan F, with his Medicare supplement, she was like, well, how come I didn't get that? And I knew, I was like, well, you have Medicare Advantage, and it doesn't have all the things that a Medicare supplement has. But that came from really investigating, what are your parents on? What are the people that are in your life that are on Medicare, and do you really understand what they have? And again, that chapter in this book is really invaluable, I think, Hans.
Sure.
Because, you know, A, B, C, D, alphabet soup, like you call it, you know, because there's so many letters involved in it and so many little different things. But it's right there at cardinalguide.com, the 7 Worries tab, Medicare and Supplement Insurance. They can get the PDF for free or get the whole book. And it's definitely worth investigating what the people are that are in your life that you may end up being responsible.
Well, that's the thing. If you're in your 40s or 50s or even younger, early 60s, and your parents are still alive or your in-laws are still alive, maybe they're in their 70s and pretty hard-headed and know it all about this stuff. And here you are, you don't know much, and you start inquiring. I bet you your dad was that way 15 years ago. If you would have been asking him about his Medicare, you know, who knows what he would have said to you. But the reality is you need to push through a little bit because you are going to be responsible for this stuff for them at some point. I mean, you just are. You're going to be down dealing with Medicare, we have children of aging parents bring this stuff into us and bring their parents into us all the time. It's a big part of our practice is just fixing things. So I don't want to over-alarm you. We don't run into much that we can't fix and patch up. We can do a lot for people that are in their 80s.
And another thing I don't want to not say, even though we're running out of time, is veterans. There's a lot for veterans in this that's worth investigating if that's, you know, in your family as well, right, huh?
Well, it is. And with the veterans, if you're eligible, you may never want to go to the Veterans Hospital, but we can use the fact that you could go to the Veterans Hospital to get you out of some of these penalties. And so we always ask people that, because that is creditable coverage. That since you're a veteran, since you were eligible, you can use that fact to show that you did have coverage in replacement of Medicare, right. Open up a special enrollment. It's something we can do for all veterans.
Right. Again, worth the call. Don't try this at home.
Yeah.
Or you can, but you can end up, they'll be writing an article on you in the New York Times. Anyway, remember cardinalguide.com. You got to put the guide after the cardinal, which is like the bird. And there you'll see certified financial planner Hans Scholl. He would love to hear from you maybe about a future topic for a show, something that you would want along those lines. Again, remember, the real grace period, as we're talking about this in this show, is right now, that you can accept, Jesus, so that you really have, talk about Medicare. You're going to have a long-term plan that's unbelievable if you make while you're in the real grace period. So thank you for listening. Thanks, Hans. What fun.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.